Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 36, Scene 2, Narada Predicts the Future. After the killing of the Keshi demon, Narada Muni, the greatest of all devotees, came to see Krishna in a solitary place and began to talk with him. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the unlimited Supersoul, the supreme controller of all mystic powers. You are the Lord of the whole universe, and you are the all-pervading personality of Godhead. And you are also the resting place of this cosmic manifestation, as well as the master of all devotees and the Lord of everyone. My dear Lord Krishna, as Supersoul of all living entities, you remain concealed within their hearts exactly as fire remains concealed in every piece of fuel. You are the witness of all the activities of the living entities, and you are the supreme controller within their hearts. You are self-sufficient. Before the creation, you existed, and by your energy, you have created the whole material universe. According to your perfect plan, this material world is created by the interaction of the modes of nature, and by you they are maintained and annihilated. And although you are unaffected by all these activities, you are the supreme controller eternally. My dear Lord Krishna, you have invented yourself on the surface of this world just to kill all the so-called kings who are actually demons. These hobgoblins are cheating people in the dress of the princely order, and you have invented yourself to fulfill your own statement that you come within this material world just to protect the principles of religion and annihilate unwanted miscreants. My dear Lord Krishna, I am therefore sure that the day after tomorrow I shall see demons like Chanura, Mushtika, and the other wrestlers and elephants, as well as Kamsa himself, all killed by you. And I shall see this with my own eyes. After this, I hope I shall be able to see the killing of other demons like Shankha, Yavana, Mura, and Naraka Asura. I shall also see how you take away the Parijata flower from the kingdom of heaven, and how you defeat the king of heaven himself. My dear Lord Krishna, I shall then be able to see how you marry princesses, the daughters of chivalrous kings, by paying the price of Kshatriya strength. Whenever a Kshatriya wants to marry a very beautiful and qualified princess of a great king, the Kshatriya must fight his competitors and emerge victorious. Then he is given the hand of the princess in charity. And I shall also see how you save King Nriga from a hellish condition. This you shall enact in Dwaraka. I shall also be able to see how you get your wife and the Syamantaka jewel, and how you save the son of a Brahmana from death after he has already been transferred to another planet. After this, I will be able to see you kill the Poundraka demon and burn to ashes the kingdom of Kashi. I will see how you kill the king of Chedi and Dantabakra in great fights on behalf of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Besides all this, it will be possible for me to see many other chivalrous activities while you remain in Dwaraka. And all these activities performed by your grace will be sung by great poets for all time. And at the Battle of Kurukshetra, you will take part as the chariot driver of your friend Arjuna, and as the invincible death incarnation, eternal time, You will vanquish all belligerents assembled there. And I shall see a large number of military forces killed on that battlefield. My Lord Krishna, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet, for you are situated completely in the transcendental position of perfect knowledge and bliss. You are complete in yourself, and you are beyond all desires. By exhibiting your internal potency, you have set up the influence of Maya. Your unlimited potency cannot even be measured by anyone. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the supreme controller. You are under your own internal potency, and it is simply vain to think that you are dependent on any of your creations. And yet, you have taken birth in the Yadu dynasty or the Vrishni dynasty. Your advent on the surface of this earth in your original form of eternal blissful knowledge is your own pastime, and you are not dependent on anything but yourself. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. Narada Muni wanted to impress upon people in general that Krishna is fully independent. Krishna's activities, such as his appearance in the family of Yadu or his friendship with Arjuna, do not necessarily oblige Krishna to act in order to enjoy their results. They are all pastimes, and for him they are all play. But for us, they are actual tangible facts. After offering his respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna, Narada Muni took permission and left. But Narada Muni did not mention Krishna's killing Vyoma Asura, which means that that demon was killed on the same day as the Keshi demon. The Keshi demon was killed in the early morning, and after that, the cowherder boys went to tend the cows on Govardhan Hill, and it was there that Vyoma Asura was killed. So both demons were killed in the morning.
Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharadhari Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Chira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.